Kof Dalet Adar Rishon, Monday the 24th of February, Rabbi Chanuch Salzbacher, The Mystery of the Paroches.
The recent parashas have been discussing the Mishkan, the building of the Mishkan, the Kelim in the Mishkan. One of the features, the prominent features in the Mishkan was the Paroches. Paroches divided between the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKadoshim. You have the Kodesh, which was 20 amos, Kodesh HaKadoshim, 10 amos, in the Kodesh HaKadoshim there was the Oren, and in the Kodesh there were the other Kelim, and the Paroches divided in between them. Now, that was in the Mishkan. In the first Beis HaMikdosh, it was similar, but different. There was a Kodesh, known as the Heichal, and the Kodesh HaKadoshim, which also had similar Kelim. Kodesh HaKadoshim had the Oren, and the Heichal had the other Kelim, the Menorah, the Shulchan. But in between, there was no Paroches. Instead of a Paroches, there was something called the Amotraxin. Amotraxin was an Amothic wall. Right? A wall, an Amothic, called the Amotraxin. That was in the first Beis HaMikdosh. In the second Beis HaMikdosh, there was a problem. Really, we would have liked to make an Amotraxin, just like in the first Beis HaMikdosh. An Amothic wall in between the Heichal and the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The problem was that the second Beis HaMikdosh was taller than the first Beis HaMikdosh, which meant that a one amah thick wall wouldn't have been able to stand at such a height. Physically, it wouldn't have been able to stand at such a height. So, what were the options? They couldn't make the wall thicker and thereby allow it to stand at such a height, because there's a halacha called Hakol Bichsav. Hakol Bichsav tells us that all the measurements of the mikdosh, of all the kelim and the rooms, the heichal, all the measurements have to be precise. Exact. They can't be any more and any less. So we can't change the thickness of the wall. So, what do they do? So the Gemara tells us, it's a Mishnah, the Gemara explains this, that they made a Paroches. They made a Paroches instead, just like in the Mishkan they had a Paroches. Now in the Beis HaMikdosh, even in the first Beis HaMikdosh they had an Amotrax in a wall. In the second Beis HaMikdosh they couldn't make a wall, so they made a Paroches. However, the Mishnah tells us there were two Paroches, and they made two Paroches, not one. The question is why? Why did they make two? Why didn't they make one? This question is asked by none other than Rav Yosi, the Tanna, in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says in Yuma Daf Nun Aleph, the Mishnah is discussing the Avodah of the Kohen Gadol. The Mishnah tells us that on Yom Kippur he was walking from the Kodesh into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So the Mishnah says, Hayom Halich Beheichal Ad Shemagiel Bein Shtei Paroches. He walked through the Heichal until he reached to the two Paroches. In Hamavdilo is Bein HaKodesh Bein Kodesh HaKadoshim, Ubineim Amo, there was an Amo in between them. There was only one Paroches. The Pasuk says, HaParoches, one Paroches. When the Pasuk discusses the Paroches of the Mishkan, there was one Paroches, not two. Says Rav Yosi, where do you get two from? Why two? One Paroches, why are we making two? Says the Gemara, what's the Takap Shat in the Rabbonon? The Rabbonon and the Tanakam in the Mishnah seems to hold the word two. Why two? Says the Gemara, Shapikom Rav Yosi the Rabbonon, it's a good Kasha. Rav Yosi has got a good time on the Rabbonon. The Pasuk only says one Paroches. Where do two Parochesim come in from? Says the Gemara as follows. Rabbonon or Miloch, Rabbonon will say that the Pshat is, Hani Mili, you're asking me, the Pasuk says there's only one Paroches, Hani Mili be Mishkon. That Pasuk is dealing with the Mishkon, the Paroches of the Mishkon. Avo be Mikdosh Sheini, Kivin de Loi Havoi Amotraxin, but in the base of Mikdosh Sheini, the Vai Sheini, since there was no Amotraxin, explains Rashi, they couldn't make an Amotraxin because of the height and the width, it just wouldn't work, a wall. But Mikdash Rishon was Avoy, and it was only in the Mikdash Rishon where they had Amotraxin. Says the Gemara, V'estapkelu l'rabbonon b'kdushosei. Says the Gemara that this mokum of the Amotraxin, we've got the Heichel of 40 Amos, the Kodesh Kotrim of 20 Amos, and there's an Amo of Amotraxin in between. Now what is the Kedusha of the Amotraxin? Says the Gemara that we had a Sofik. Rabbon had a Sofik. There was a Sofik. We didn't know what the Kedusha of the Amotraxin is. Is it Din like part of the Heichel? It's Kedusha is Kedusha's Heichel, like the 40 Amos of Heichel. Or it's Kedusha is like the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Therefore, since we don't know what the Kedusha is, Ikelefnim Ikelechot V'ovet Shtei Paroiches. Therefore, we have to make two Paroichesin. We have to make two Paroichesin. Because we don't know where the middle dividing point is between Kedushas Heichel and Kedushas Kodesh HaKadoshim. Is it at the point of 20 amos at the beginning of the Kodesh Kodshim, or is it another further amo out? Is it the beginning or the end of the amo traxin? Now, in the first Beis HaMikdash, it didn't make a difference. The first Beis HaMikdash, they also didn't know what the Kodesh was, but it didn't make a difference, because they had a wall. It didn't make a difference. But now, you want to make a Pareches, you cannot make a wall. You want to be Mekayim, the mitzvah of Pareches, the din of Pareches, the Pareches has to be in the middle, so you've got to know where the middle is. And if you don't know where the middle is, then they had to make two Pareches in one at the beginning of the Amo of the Amo Traxin, and one at the end of the Amo of the Amo Traxin. In the Mishkan there was no Sofer, no, there was no Amo. There was no Amo space in between the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The Beis HaMikdash, there was this Amo in between. That was the Sofik. Now, the Tosis Yishonim here in Yuma asks Akasha. He says, he doesn't understand, why do we need to make two Parechasin? Very nice thing, what it tells us is we have a Sofik and we don't know what the Kodesh is of this middle Amo Traxin, the Amo. Ask Tosis Yishonim, Bishleim, I can understand why you can't make the Pareches on the inside side, near the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Because then, maybe the Amo, which is in the outer section, in the Heichel, really has Kedusha of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and it comes out the Kohen will by mistake go in there. Mm-hmm. And it's Ossi, can't go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Mm-hmm. But what's wrong with making the Poreches, just make one Poreches on the other side, at the end of the Amo Traxim, in the Tzad Heichel? Then what can go wrong? What's wrong? Well, the worst comes to worst. There will be an Amo of Heichel on the other side, of the Kodesh HaKadoshim side. But so what? So what? A Kodesh HaKadoshim is in measurements, so all the measurements have to be exact.
You can't take away from Kodesh.
It's a good point. The Tosis Yishonim says this himself, and the Ritva also. He says that, are you going to tell me, you can't take away from the airspace of the Heichel of the Kodesh HaKadoshim? There's no problem taking away the airspace of the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Mm-hmm. He says a Chiddush. We'll get to this later, perhaps. We'll see what this means, maybe if there's time. That's what Tosis Yishonim Kasha is. So why can't we just make the Poreches? What's the problem with making on that side? We'll get to our Kodesh HaKadoshim. Make one Poreches on the outer side. And the worst case, you'll have an Amo of Kedusha's Kodesh HaKadoshim, or of Heichel, on the inside, with the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Now, the Tosis Yishonim is a pele, which you're asking a much stronger question on the Tosis Yishonim. What's pshatting such a Tosis Yishonim? How can he ask such a question, that make one Poreches over there, and what do we care if there's an Amo of Kodesh HaKadoshim, Kedusha's Heichel, on this side? The Poreches has to be in the middle. The Pasuk says, V'yivdilo lachem ha-Poreches b'in ha-Kodesh b'in ha-Kodesh HaKadoshim. The mitzvah is to make a Poreches in between the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKadoshim. It has to be in the middle. So what's the Tosis Yishonim's kasha? Why, what do we care if it's not in the middle? We'll have one Amo of Kedushas Heichel on the side of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. What can happen already? You know, Issa will happen. It has to be in the middle. The Poreches has to be in the middle of the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The Tosis Yishonim answers that there's a problem even that way around. Because Kohen Gadol goes in on Yom Kippur to do avodas in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and maybe he'll do them while standing in that Amo, and that's Kodesh, that's the Heichel, that's not the Kodesh HaKadoshim. But it's a pele. How can you make such a Poreches? Because the Poreches has to be in the middle. The Poreches has to be in between the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So of course we have to make two. If we don't know where the middle is between the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKadoshim, then you've got to make two.
The Poreches has to be in the middle.
You could put the Poreches wherever you want.
Well, if you're saying that you can put it from the Heichal or the Kodesh HaKadoshim, so then why not? Yeah.
Well, the Torah doesn't say you can put it wherever you want. The Torah says, "V'vdilachem bein haKodesh bein Kodesh HaKadoshim." The pasuk says in Nach that the middus of the Heichal is 40 amos and the middus of the Kodesh HaKadoshim is 20 amos. So it has to be in between the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKadoshim. If so, it must be at that point in between. That's why I'm asking. What's his kasha?
It's not because if you've come there, how can you do that? Are you allowed to serve?
That's another kasha. Why is there no problem about Kodesh Sav on making the airspace of the Heichel bigger? The airspace of the Heichel was only 40 amos. So now, if you put it on that side, there's 41 amos of airspace. The Tosis Yishonim asks, he says there's no problem. We'll get to that maybe. And the Tosis Yishonim is very difficult to understand. At the end, after much searching, I found that the Gevurah Sari actually asked this kasha on the Tosis Yishonim. He doesn't really ask it as a kasha on him. He also, at the beginning, has a whole big arichas, and he's done what the problem is. Why can't you make one over there and over there? At the end of a whole long piece, he said, V'nira de leikosha midi, because obviously the Pasuk says it has to be in the middle. It's got to be in the middle. But the Tosis Yishonim is very hard to understand. Perhaps there's a pshat in the Tosis Yishonim. Maybe we'll get to this later, if there's possibly a pshat in the Tosis Yishonim. Now, Tosis here in the Sugi in Yuma asks Akasha. The Gemara tells us we have to make two Pareichasim. They made two Pareichasim because there was no other option. Ask Tosis Akasha, why couldn't they make one Pareichas and Amothik? What do you need to make two for? Make one Pareichas which is an Amothik. Says Tosis, because it's mashma to the Rabbonah. So it says, V'linir the mashma to the Rabbonah, Pirish Dikro, Rabbonah understood, Pshat in the Posuk of V'vdilo HaPoreiches Lochem Bein HaKodesh V'HaKodesh HaKodoshim, Shemitzad Chitzoin Shal Poreiches Yei Kodesh U'metchilas Uveo V'lifnim Yei HaKodesh HaKodesh HaKodoshim. So it says, Rabbonah learned up in the Posuk of V'vdilo Lochem, that the Posuk tells us that the Poreiches has to be dividing between the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKodoshim, that you need to have, that up until the beginning of the Poreiches was a Tefach thick, the Gemara says. Up until the beginning of the Poreiches, everything has to be Kodesh, and from the beginning of the Poreiches, it has to be immediately Kodesh HaKodoshim. That means the entire thickness of the Poreiches itself has to be in Kodesh HaKodoshim. So it says, if so, so you cannot make a Poreiches which is an Amal thick, because maybe it's Kodesh HaKehechel. You cannot make an Amal which stretches across the whole Amal Traksin and solve all problems, because maybe its Kedusha is like the Heichel, and therefore the Pareiches is not in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So that's not an option. Therefore, we have to make two, says Tosfos. We have to make two. Now, bearing in mind that the Pareiches has to be entirely in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, that means a dividing point. Tosfos is clearly taking on that the Pareiches has to be dividing between in the middle between the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Tosfos defines this very clearly. Tosfos says that what exactly is the dividing point of the Pareiches, the beginning of the Pareiches, the Pareiches is a Tefachtik, the beginning of the Pareiches is the dividing point between the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Therefore, imagine we have our Amal Traksin here. So it says Tosfos that we're going to make the first Pareiches, we're going to make at the beginning, it's going to be inside the beginning of the Amal Traksin. So that if the Kedusha of the Amal Traksin is Kodesh Kadoshim, then the beginning of the Pareiches is starting at the beginning of the Kodesh Kadoshim, and it's dividing between the Kodesh and the Kodesh Kadoshim. The second Pareiches will be outside the Amal of the Amal Traksin. So that the beginning point of the Pareiches, if the Amal Traksin is Heichel, then the beginning of that Pareiches will be the dividing point between the Kodesh and Kodesh Kadoshim. So you've got the Amal Traksin, and the first Pareiches will be taking up the first Tefach of the Amal Traksin, and the second Pareiches will be outside of the Amal Traksin. That's where we're going to make the two Pareiches in.
What is that Traksin?
What is the Loshen Amal Traksin?
No, Traksin, what
used to be a wall.
That's the name given to the wall. The wall which was in the Bayis Rishon, which was no longer there in the Bayis Sheni, that was called the Amal Traksin. And we refer to the place where that was as the Mokim Amal Traksin.
Yes, you see, the back wall of the Amal Traksin is now the front wall of the second chair.
There are no walls now at all.
No, but the space where the wall was, the back edge of it, is now the front edge of the curtain. It seems wrong. That's what you're saying.
Why?
Because he said the second curtain at the beginning has to be of the measurement
of the... Tosfos really asks this. Tosfos says, Tosfos asked Akasha, why can't I make one thick curtain, an Amal thick, and just put it in place of there? Because it says Tosfos, no, you can't, because we need to have the dividing point. Tosfos explains. So it says, why are we worse off than the wall of the first Beis HaMikdosh? Then we also didn't know what the Kedusha was, and they made a wall in Amal Thik. So now we'll do the same thing, we'll make a Pareiches in Amal Thik. It says, no, very clearly, they're two different things. If you want to make, they're two different dinim. There's one din, Mechitza Shal Amal Traksin. You want to make a wall of an Amal Traksin with its own dinim. Then there's a din of Pareiches, which has its own dinim. If you want to make a din of Amal Traksin, then that is the din. That's what the Torah tells. That is the din of Amal Traksin. It goes in this Amal. That is where it goes. No questions asked. That is the mokum of the wall of the Amal Traksin. It doesn't matter. It makes no difference. The Torah tells you that in between the 20 Amas and the 40 Amas, there's an Amal space, and you put a wall there. That is the din. It does not make a difference. If, however, for whatever the reason may be, that you can't make a wall in the second Beis HaMikdash, too tall, you can't make a wall. You want to make a Pareiches, then it has to be with all the dinim of Pareiches. The din of the Pareiches is, v'vdilo lachem, that the Pareiches has to be, the beginning of the Pareiches has to divide between Kedushas Kodesh and Kedushas Kodesh HaKadoshim. Therefore, it makes a difference what the Kedusha is, because you have to put it in the middle.
Why the beginning of the Pareiches, not the end of the Pareiches?
That's what Tosfos says, mashmahu l'rabbonon, that is Pshat in the Pasuk. And that's why we're going to have to, that's what Tosfos learns.
This Pareiches, so, hanging?
Yes.
From what?
From hooks high up.
The hooks where in what ceiling?
Somewhere up there. Right, let's keep moving. Right. So Tosis is clearly learning that these two Poreichesim were to be Mekayim the Mitzvah of Poreiches. They couldn't be Mekayim the Mitzvah of Amatraksin, like they did in the first Beis HaMikdash, because the wall was, the height was high, we couldn't make a wall. So we refer to the Mitzvah of Poreiches, which had its own dinim, has to be in the middle, and therefore we had to make two. So one of them will be in the middle. Now, if we look at Rashi, Rashi says some interesting words. Rashi says as follows. Rashi says, "Va'ovushtei pareches." The Gemara tells us they made two pareches, and "Va'ovushtei pareches." Says Rashi, "Likloit beinehem avim mokim hamechitza," to trap between them the air space of the mokim hamechitza. What does Rashi mean? We made two parechesim because we need to have a mitzvah pareches, either with this one or with this one. What's Rashi talking about? Trapping the airspace in between the two parechesim. We need the parechesim in between the kodesh and kodesh hakodashim. So we don't know where the middle is. We made one here and one there. What's the airspace in between? The mokum amchitza. It's clear from Rashi. Rashi is a whole different chat to Tosfos. Rashi learns that the two parechesim which they made were in fact not to be mekayim the mitzvah of pareches. They were in fact being mekayim the mitzvah of amotraksin, just like in the first Beis HaMikdash. In the first Beis HaMikdash, they had an amor wall to be mekayim amotraksin. In the second Beis HaMikdash, they couldn't make a wall, a brick wall, because that was too high. So instead, they made two curtains, and the airspace in between the curtains was served in place of the amotraksin. And that had a din mechitza shel amotraksin. Why couldn't the what?
Why couldn't the wall a bit higher?
Why fall? Because the Gemara says that the wall cannot stand at such a height if it's only an amorphic. Metzius. Gemara says. And he can't make the wall thicker because of Akob Bichsav.
He's gone to build
60 feet. Right. The Loshna Rambam, is also quite clearly like Rashi. Right? The Rambam also learns that the purpose of the two parechesim was that the airspace in between the two curtains should serve in place of the wall of amotraksin. Not like Tosfos. Tosfos learns that the two curtains were to be mekayim the mitzvah pareches. Rashi and the Rambam learned that the airspace in between the two curtains was b'mokoyim the wall of amotraksin. It had a din amotraksin. Sorry? Rashi's pshat is shver, we have to understand. According to this, so why does the Gemara need to come on to the fact that there was a suffix on what the Kedusha was? The Gemara is trying to explain to us why the Mishnah says that they made two parechesim. So the Gemara should say very simple, because in the second Beis HaMikdash they could not make a wall so high, so they made two parechesim, and the airspace in between should be the wall. We explained from Tosfos that the whole reason why there's a problem what the Kedusha is only if you're coming to make a Pareches. If you're coming to make Amotraksin, just like in the first place, I mean, we didn't care what the Kedusha was of this Mokum, that is the din, you put a wall in this space, so too, according to Rashi, you're still making an Amotraksin. So what's the difference between the first Beis HaMikdash and the second Beis HaMikdash? It doesn't make a difference what the Kedusha is now, just like it didn't make a difference in the first Beis HaMikdash. Just go make your two Parechesim, and the airspace in between is your Amotraksin. It doesn't make a difference what the Kedusha is. We're forced to say that it does make a difference. Because if we would know where the Kedusha, what the Kedusha of the Amotraksin was, then we would have taka made only one Poreches in the real dividing point. It must be. Otherwise, what do we need to come onto a Sophic? We don't know where the Kedusha is. If you're making an Amotraksin, according to Rashi, the airspace is the Amotraksin, it doesn't make a difference what the Kedusha is. Elomai, it does make a difference. Because if we would know what the Kedusha of the Amotraksin was, then we would have, it would suffice to just make one Poreches in the right place. Now, since we don't know what the Kedusha is, and we're forced to make two Parechesin, therefore, Rashi learns that these two Parechesin serve the Mokum and the Amotraksin. But this is also Shver. It's difficult to understand. If that much is we've seen, that if there would have not been a Sophic, then they would have made one Parechesin in the right place, they would have been Mekayim the din of Pareches. Maybe you would have told me that there's a lechatchila in the Beis HaMikdash to make an Amotraksin like there was in the first Beis HaMikdash. We don't want to make a Pareches like they had in the Mishkan. We want to make an Amotraksin. But that Tosfos learned that they did make a Pareches. And Rashi, we've seen, has to learn that at least the Gemara would have been happy that we should make one Pareches if we would have known where the Kedusha was. Otherwise, you don't need to come on to the fact that there was a Sophic. The Teretz is, if there would have been no Sophic, you would have made one Pareches. We're happy to make a Pareches if we can make a Pareches. We'll make a Pareches. If so, now that we're forced to make two Pareches, because it is a Sophic, we're forced to make two Pareches and two curtains. So who told Rashi to look at it that the airspace in between them is b'mokum the Mechitza? Maybe it's a Pareches. who told Rashi to look at it as the airspace in between is serving in place of the amotraxin? Maybe it's we're being mekayin mitzporeches. Now, lemaisa, there'll be enough gemina. There's a difference. It's not so posh. We cannot look at them as a kiyum of porechas. We've seen from Tosfos, the way do we need to put the porechas and the two porechas in? We need to put the first one in within the first one goes within the first tefach of the amotraxin, and the second one goes outside. Now, if you want to be mekayim the din of amotraxin with an amo of airspace in between two curtains, then this curtain, the first curtain, has to be on the outside as well, because you have to trap an amo of airspace in between them. So if Rashi tells us that the airspace was b'mokem amotraxin, that was what they made, then you cannot ask me, maybe let's look at them as poreches. As poreches, they're in the wrong place, because this one has to be further in. Yeah, but the kasha is hogufa, so why didn't they put it over there and put it and be mekayim poreches? Back to the kasha, why do they not want to be mekayim poreches? We see that in the Haman from the fact that the Gemara had to come on to the fact that there was a sofik. And that's why they made two porechas in. We see that if not for the sofik, they would have been happy to make one porechas, be mekayim the din porechas. So what changed now that we have a sofik? Let's try to make porechas. Make a porechas like Tosfos learns. Why did Rashi learn that they wanted to make dafka and amotraxin al yedei by the airspace in between the two porechas in? So Rashi's perhaps seems to be shver in the Gemara. But in fact, l'chore, if we look a bit further, and we think for a minute, Rashi's Pshat is beautiful in the Gemara. And it seems to fit much better than Tosfos. According to Tosfos, it's very shver. The Mishnah says that there were two parechas and two curtains. And Rabbi Yossi asks the Kasha, Lo yoysa shom elo parechas achas bilvad. There was only one, Shenema v'vdila parechas lochem bin ha-kodesh bin ha-kodesh ha-kodesh. There was only one. And what's Rabbi Yossi's Kasha? The Rabbanon said there were two curtains. Rabbi Yossi says, what do you mean? The Pasuk says there was only one. Well, Rabbi Yossi didn't know why the Rabbanon held we made two. Rabbi Yossi, of course, knew that the Rabbanon held that we made two because we didn't know where to put the parechas. I have a raya. Because Tosfos says, pshat in Rabbi Yossi. Tosfos says, one pshat, the Rabbi Yossi also knew about the Sofik. Mm-hmm. What did he hold? Why did he hold that we can only make one? Because Rabbi Yossi understood the Pasuk v'evdilo lachem differently. Tosfos explained that Rabbanon learned in v'evdilo lachem that the beginning of the parechas has to be the dividing point. Rabbi Yossi doesn't hold that. Rabbi Yossi holds that as long as the airspace on one side is Kodesh and the airspace on the other side is Kodesh HaKadoshim, that's fine. Therefore, Rabbi Yossi held, they made them put a curtain, an amothik. Then on one side you got the Kodesh and on the other side you got the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Akoponim, Tosfos learns that Rabbi Yossi also had the Sofik. He knew that there was a Sofik, what the Kedusha was. So what's he asking on the Rabbonon? Why are you making two? He knew jolly well, he knew that the reason why they were making two was because there was a Sofik. So what's he saying? Oh, the Pasuk says there's only one. He knows why they're making two. The Tertis is asking a Kasha. He's saying that the Pasuk, there's only a din for one porechas. You cannot make two. The din of porechas is one, porechas achas. You cannot make two. He's asking a kasha. The Gemara is also mashma like that. The Gemara says, Shapika omul rabbonon, Rabbi Yossi rabbonon. Rabbi Yossi asks a good kasha. The Gemara says, what's shat in rabbonon? Rabbi Yossi asks a good kasha. Rabbi Yossi is asking a kasha on the rabbonon. Now how can you make two? How can you make two porechas? The din of porechas is porechas achas, not two porechas. So what's the answer to this kasha? Fakel, Lefi Rashi, it's very good. Rabbi Yossi asked the Kasha, that how can you make two parechas in the din of the parechas? The Torah says, Vevdil lechem ha-parechas, parechas achas. The mitzvah's parechas is one parechas and not two parechas in. Answers the Gemara, no, hani mili b'mishkon. That's a din in the Mishkon, mitzvah, the mitzvah's parechas, there's a din to have one. But in the Bayis Sheni, we're doing al samotraxin. If you're making an amotraxin, then there's no din one or two. The whole din of parechas, that you can only have one parechas and not two, is a din when you're coming to be Makai in the mitzvah of parechas. You want to have a mitzvah parechas, so you have to have one and not two. But according to Rashi, Rashi learns the Gemara, the answer is that we're not coming to be Makai in the mitzvah of parechas. You're right, there'll be a problem. You cannot make parechas, like Rashi says, because you can't have two, you have to have one. The Teretz is, they weren't making parechas. They were making amotraxin. They were making amotraxin al yedei the air in between. Well, not really. You mean misophic, that one would be Mekayim Parechas. That could be. Now, let's just finish off, see if we have time to get back to the Kasha and the Tosfos Yishonim. We asked the Kasha and the Tosfos Yishonim that how can the Tosfos Yishonim ask that just make the Parechas on that side? And it doesn't matter if it's not in the middle, it has to be in the middle, we asked. Now this is slightly lomdish, let's see if we can follow this through. There's another kasha on Tosfos Yishonim. You mentioned before that how can Tosfos Yishonim ask Bichlal make one poriches. If you only make one poriches, you're extending the airspace of the heichel, or the kodesh hakodashim, whichever side you put it on. The heichel was 40 amos, and you're making it 41. So this shonim says, mekan raya, that we don't care, extending the airspace of the heichel is not a problem of akob b'chsar. That's what he says. Now, we mentioned before, kasha as well, that the wall, the bayis shein, they couldn't make a wall because it was too high. And they couldn't make the wall thicker, Rashi says, because of akob b'chsar. Rashi's mashma, that it's akob b'chsar, it's at the wall. The wall has a measurement of an amo, and you cannot make it thicker. The Tzitzit Shonim answers slightly different. He says, you cannot make the wall thicker because you're making the airspace of the heichel smaller. And there's akob b'chsar, you cannot make the airspace of the heichel smaller. It's a clear contradiction, Tzitzit Shonim. Tzitzit Shonim just told us that there's no problem of adding to the airspace of the heichel. There's no problem of akob b'chsar on adding to the airspace of the heichel. So how can you tell me that for the same reason you cannot make the wall thicker because you're decreasing from the airspace of the heichel? There's no difference increasing or decreasing. The din of akob b'chsar tells us that the measurements have to be exact. So is there or is there not the din of akob b'chsar on the airspace of the heichel? Now perhaps the answer is like this. Even if the kedusha of the amotraxin is like the heichel, that doesn't mean to say that the heichel, the measurements of the heichel is 41 amos. The pasuk says, the Gemara brings the pasuk in Melochim, that the middle of the heichel is arboim amo. Maybe the amotraxin has kedusha of the heichel, so it's 41 amos. The teretz is, even if the kedusha is the kedusha of the heichel, that just means that the level of the Kedusha that both places have is the same level of Kedusha. But there are two separate places. There's the Heichel and there's the Amotraxin. Two separate places. That's in the Pasuk says the middle of the Heichel is 40 Amos. Then you have another Amo called Amotraxin. They're two separate places. The level of Kedusha they have is the same. They both have the same level of Kedusha of the Heichel. And any Avodah which is Kosher in the Heichel will be Kosher in the Amotraxin. But they're two separate places. If so, that's Pshat in the Tosfos Shonim. There's no problem of akob b'chsar of being. You're not extending the airspace of the heichel if you make it into 41, because the heichel is anyway those 40 amos, and this amo is amotraxin. So you've not increased the airspace of the heichel. However, if you make the wall thicker and you decrease the airspace of the heichel to less than 40, then you made it less than 40. That's shepherd. That you've messed up the measurements of the heichel. But if you make it 41, that's not called increase the airspace of the heichel, because that amo is not heichel. Doesn't have a din heichel. That's amotraxin. If so, and this I heard from someone in Yerushalayim who made a bris, he said kemat the same shtickle, and this he added at the end. If you say this, that the amotraxin had its own din, even if it was kedushosik heichel, but it was its own din, there was the heichel and there was the amotraxin. If so, perhaps Pshat in the Tosfos Shonim is that we asked, Tosfos Shonim holds that you can make the process whatever you want, you can't just go and put the process whatever you want, it's got to be in the middle. Perhaps the pshat is, the Tosfos Shonim holds, since the Amotraxin is its own place, Rishus to itself, it's not Heichel, it's not Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Shai is what the Kedusha is, but it's its own Mokum of Amotraxin. Maybe he holds that the Pareches is not kosher whatever you want, you can't just put it wherever you want. As long as it's within the Amotraxin, this Amo is kosher. The Amotraxin is the Mokum Havdolah between the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and wherever it is within the Amotraxin, it's kosher. That's why he asks, that what's the difference? Just make one. As long as it's within the Amotraxin, it will be okay. So.